You could sneak in and do whatever you wanted. The reason why is we are starting the season of Advent today. And that is a beautiful time in the church year in which we are waiting for the coming of Jesus and the full brightness of our faith and our spiritual walk. And that is the reception of Jesus as the baby born in the manger. So this is a time of waiting and preparing for Christmas Day. I do have just a couple of announcements to share with the congregation. First of all, Pastor Helter I was shocked. He had nothing but good things to say about you. I questioned him over and over again, but it was great to have him here, and heard from many of you that it was great to have him here as well, visiting last week. There are some announcements to share specifically about Advent and the activities this week. We do have a few Advent devotions that we've selected for the congregation for you to journey on through your families at home. Those devotions are out in the narthex in the circular table. Also, the Vine of Moses tree, the giving tree, we still have about like 15 to 20 gift tags that we need to be taken, and then gifts to be purchased and placed under the tree by this Friday, December 8th. During the season of Advent, we are gathering here on Wednesday nights for Holden Evening Prayer, which is a beautiful service sung between the pastor and congregation, and also Karen's going to be singing a part too. So you want to be a part of that. That's on December 6th, the 13th, and 20th at 7 p.m. The services go about 35 minutes or so, a great way to end the evening and prepare once again. And then lastly for Advent, just to share with you, we need your help. This Friday, December 8th, the Christmas tree is going to be up right around this area right here, and we need people to come and place decorations on that tree. We're going to have pizza at 6 o'clock. How many of you would come this Friday at 6 o'clock? I can get a show of hands, so we're going to order pizza. Okay. I'll guilt a few more of you into it. So this Friday at 6 o'clock, we'll gather for pizza and then in the sanctuary to decorate the tree. It's just great to gather and prepare as a congregation, a family of believers here at Peace. Next Sunday, it'll be full in the sanctuary because we are going to have our children's Christmas program. Very thankful for all of you who have participated in the planning and in the practice leading up to this coming week's program. So it's next Sunday at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary. There'll be lots of people here, so you want to be sure to get here early enough. Are there other announcements to share before we begin here this morning? Anyone else? Elaine's coming up. Looks like Ellen, too.
I know Callie sent out an email, but we are really in need of a few more people added into our communion rotation, people to set up communion. It's typically just a one-month commitment for the year. Depending on the month, you'd set up communion two or three times. Sometimes it's a little bit more, but not usually. And we usually have 24 individuals on the schedule, but we've had six people that have needed to bow out for a variety of reasons. And so if you're willing to help with communion, I'll put you with someone who can train you to do communion. I'm going to kind of mix up the schedule a little bit this year, but if you're willing, let me know. And also, if you are willing to set up more than once during the year, for a long time we had people that would maybe take 2 months. And so if you're willing to do that, that would be great. So please see me today if you're able to help with communion.
Ellen?
This Thursday is Ladies Guild. It's at 1 o'clock in the fellowship hall, and all the women are invited to attend.
All right, thank you. This Thursday, 1 o'clock. I did want to update the congregation. We are going to have in our prayers today prayers for Addie Sonow. Some of you got my email on Friday. Addie had a stroke, a significant stroke, and she is not going to make it through that. And so in my email Friday, you heard you are invited by the family to go to Good Samaritan to see Addie. And we're going to uplift her in our prayers today, as well as the Garvin family. Dave's father passed away. My wife, Alicia, her grandmother passed away Thursday. So all those families are traveling, and also the DeYoungs are traveling too for Florence's graveside service. So I just want to announce that, and we'll uplift those families in prayer, especially Addie in these times today as well. We're going to begin our worship with our invocation and call to worship as projected in front of you. Let us worship God as children with wonder and awe. Let us worship God as youth. Let us worship God as adults.
With gratitude and grace.
Let us worship God as elders.
With wisdom and hope.
Let the body of Christ sing praises to God.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
From whom all blessings flow. We're going to now sing our Advent song.